This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour, Meat Friday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. In case you're wondering, and I know you are, French onion soup, beer brats, hot Italian sausages, smoked baby back ribs, bacon mac and cheese, and smoked apple crumb pie a la mode. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody. Nobody.
Especially Paulie. His Bears came through when he needed them the most. I don't know if he wanted a victory last night, expected a victory, but hoped for a victory, and he got it. Congratulations. You know, the wave of emotion that probably hit you was what last night, Paulie?
You know, it was like the opposite of hunger pains. It was the feeling that you're about to be fed. When you think you're not going to eat meat and meat presents itself, it's a glorious time.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes.
Heartfelt.
Wasn't in doubt, though, for the most part. And you found your quarterback. So congratulations. The Bears have found their quarterback. He's been right there in front of them. Justin Fields. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. So DJ Moore goes for 8 catches for 230 yards. And I wonder if fantasy owners started DJ Moore. Now, follow me on this because you're going, Justin Fields on the road Thursday night. DJ Moore's not going to get any catches, right? And then all of a sudden he puts up monster numbers there. The 230 yards, second most receiving yards in franchise history. So Sam Howell on the other end, sacked 5 times, got hit 11 times. He has been sacked 29 times. That's the most through the first 5 games of a season since 2005 when David Carr was sacked 30 times.
Start of the day, start of the day, start of the day, start of the day, start of the day.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Andrew Dice Clay has a new movie coming out. He will join us coming up in about 20 minutes from now. Sam Howell falls prey to what most young quarterbacks do. They hold on to the ball too long. If you don't have something, get rid of it. Don't try to make something out of every play. But this is the habit that you're in because you did this when you were in high school. Probably did this successfully when you were in college. And the NFL doesn't work. I mean, it'll work occasionally, but get rid of the ball. Not there. Live to, you know, see another play. You know, Peyton Manning says, and incompletion is fine. An interception is terrible. Getting sacked. Like, there's 3 things that are going to happen. I can complete a pass. I can get picked off. I can get sacked. You know, maybe you run for a first down or keep the play alive. But as you get older, you get wiser. You get smarter. The game slows down a little bit. You're able to pick your spots there. Sam Howell, Thursday night, standalone game, playing the Bears. I got a chance to shine. You're coming off a narrow loss to the Eagles, and then you do that when you come back home. And you do have this 1 year. This is sort of a gap year, a honeymoon year. Oh, we're just so happy Daniel Snyder is not the owner. Well, next year, you're going to be a year removed from that, and now you're going to expect results. That team should be a playoff team. They have the talent. And you may not know the names, but that's a good team. But where was the rush? I mean, pass rush. You should be putting pressure on Justin Fields. But I give credit to the Bears because I do think they came up with a game plan for Justin Fields. And that is, hey, there's going to be some design runs. We're not going to wait until 3rd and 10 and have you try to dice, slice and dice a defense because that's not going to happen. How about we throw the ball on 1st down? How about we mix it up? How about we use your legs? You know, that would be my strategy. If you're not sure if you're going to keep him, then put him out there and let him go. Just like you did last year, do it again. Because him in the pocket, that's not good. Unless you don't want to win and you want to keep him in the pocket, you're not going to keep him, then you could accomplish that. But it still feels like, I don't know if he can play his way out of this opinion. And that is Caleb Williams. But if Caleb Williams wasn't available, do you keep Justin Fields? Let's say you have the 3rd or 4th pick in the draft. Are you going to take Drake May, Michael Penix, or are you going to keep Justin Fields? Because that might be the question that the Bears have to answer when this season is over. We're not going to get our guy. Do we still want to get a quarterback? And is that quarterback going to be better than Justin Fields? Yeah, Mark.
Do you think that always happens with front offices when they want to take a quarterback instead of the quarterback that they think is right for them?
It's always a big mistake, in my opinion. I got one quarterback. That's the quarterback I like. That's it. Like, if I went to the high school dance, I didn't go, well, there's, you know, 3 or 4 girls there. There'd be one. And I was one and done. And if it didn't happen with Jenny Batchy at prom, then there was no reason to live anymore.
Respect.
Yeah. Yes.
Fair.
Yeah.
You were emo.
I was emo before emo. I was dashboard confessional before dashboard confessional.
Screaming infidelity!
Where I would just sit there and listen to music all alone in my brother's bedroom because I didn't have a stereo in my
He had the turntable.
He did have the turntable. Yeah.
Don't scratch my record.
Yeah. No. I just sit there and just listen. Listen. Hope. He only had a couple of albums. So they weren't the kind of albums that you emoted to.
They were probably bangers,
they
though.
They were Hendrix, yeah. Are You Experienced, yeah. Creedence Clearwater Revival, Cosmos Factory, Zeppelin, and maybe Dark Side of the Moon was in there too. But he only had 4 or 5. But so you couldn't go in there and go, you know, like Joey Votto joined us last hour, and he said that he found himself crying. He listened to Landslide by Fleetwood Mac, Stevie Nicks, 15 times over, and then we played it for him, and it seemed like that he was still crying because he's not sure what's going to happen with the Reds. Says he wants to come back. Yeah, I wanted to come back to Jenny Batchy too, and it didn't happen. So that may happen to Joey Votto.
I'm sorry.
Foxy DP. Lady didn't do it for you?
No, it did not. No, it did not. No.
Okay.
Yeah, Paul.
Joey Votto, by the way, he's 40 years old. And the Reds, would you play another year or would you go to the media? Because it seems like that guy is destined to be a media star.
He's always going to have the media.
He can wait it 2 more years?
Yeah.
We'd probably
have to wait 1 year.
Yeah.
But what are you going to? Because being in the media with baseball is a whole lot different than being in the media with the NFL the NBA.
I wish right now there was a Manning cast with Joey Votto going on during the playoffs. Let's put it that way.
That would be good.
Maybe playoff specific 1 month, all Votto and his whatever guys. He wants.
Well, it's like when they did the A-Rod and Michael Kay broadcast. I mean, it wasn't good. But, you know, you're trying to get fun and characters on there. And you're not going to get that with A-Rod. You know, Michael has a sense of humor, but A-Rod, you know, doesn't. You need somebody who is going to give you stories. You know, they might talk about the game. Maybe you break down something. Joey Votto wanted to talk about Taylor Swift. He wants to. If it doesn't work out with Travis Kelce, then he's there in the on-deck circle. pun intended. See what I did with that, Todd?
I like how he didn't want to take your Dodgers question. Just wanted to go right to being
I know. He goes, I don't want to talk about Dodgers. I'm going to talk about Taylor Swift. All right, it is emo pop. Emo
extravaganza.
Yeah, what is it? Emo pop.
Emo pop punk.
Punk. There's only one song left.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that's for our eating friend here.
Do you want to do it right now?
Oh, do I?
Yeah. Let me. Can you play it right now?
Hold on.
Okay. Change of plans.
I feel pretty good about this song.
Compared to ours?
Well, under the genre, it felt like wheelhouse show.
Now, are you being serious about the song you picked?
It was very catchy. I thought it was fun to listen to at the time.
You mocking it?
No.
See, Paul's got a real new wave streak running through his past. He was real into like Depeche Mode and stuff like that, which is all very it's somewhere in that same family tree.
More mod.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's The Cure?
Oh, one of my favorites.
Other than great?
That's 80, yeah. That's 80s mod.
Mod.
Yeah, they called it mod in
I'm shocked at the number of subcultures that you have in music. Like, everybody wanted to have their little, no, we're not that, we're this.
Well, what about in the 70s? Wasn't it like a genre, like singer-songwriters? Like your James Taylors?
Yeah.
The Cure are probably, I would put them in like a new wavy, goth, alternative kind of thing.
There's a channel on Sirius called New Wave, and, you know, British New Wave.
Mm.
And so it's mod, New Wave, British New Wave is Depeche Mode.
Did The Cure do I Don't Like Mondays? Or
that's Bob Geldof. Yeah, Monday, no. I'm in Love.
Oh, Monday, I'm in
Friday,
Love.
Friday, I'm in Love.
Friday, I'm in Love.
Is The Cure.
Okay.
That's poppy for them.
That is, yeah. That's Happy Cure, which I don't really care for.
Okay.
Love Song is them too, right?
Love Song is them, okay. Yeah.
Do you have the song that Paulie's pick?
Snow Patrol?
Yeah, it is.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, it is. Dan Patrick.
I don't know that I would put Snow Patrol in the genre.
I don't know how to define emo, but I know it when I see it or hear it. And I would have thought that this was it. This seems very breathy.
That's interesting.
Okay.
But I don't know if I'm right.
It's like as emo as like Vertical Horizon is.
I think that just bared out what I did.
Yes, Marv.
This feels like Ben Folds 5-ish, where it's like the heavy piano or whoever. I'm not scared to fly.
Five for Fighting?
That's Five for Fighting.
I love that song.
Like a poor man Snow Patrol.
As they've been called. This, Snow Patrol had a run.
Okay.
Should be a movie theme song from like 1982.
Yes, Paul.
This did. I was worried that this didn't fit the genre, so I have a backup if you allow me to play it. This is more of a pop punk.
Pop punk.
Oh, yeah. This Blink-182 is a pop punk band.
Yeah,
sure.
But this is a TV theme song.
Yeah. An awesome TV.
TV4!
See, I would think, Dan, being an Avril fan, I would think that this is more up your alley.
I'd like to hear Avril Lavigne sing this. 2, 3, 4. All right.
Wait for the hook.
Wednesday night at 8 on ABC. A
couple of phone calls in here. Mo in Arizona. Hey, Mo, what's on your mind today?
Morning, Dan. That's a perfect segue, man. I actually went to school with Travis Barker, a little town in Fontana, California, Southern California. Not really friends, more like Facebook friends.
Yeah.
Until I found out he was dating Courtney, and I sent him a little joke, said I just said run. And he stopped talking to me. So, I got one more thing, Dan. Me and my wife, one day, I remember you guys were talking about who Fritzy looked like back in the days, and she was looking at his picture, and she said, oh, my God, he looks like a young Taylor Lautner or something like that.
Oh,
I was like, okay. And then I showed her, hold on, then okay. I showed her his recent picture, and she said, now he looks like the guy who uses that picture to catfish women.
Thank you, Mo.
Went from Taylor Lautner to Burt Young. Great.
Yeah.
Really doing well.
JR in Illinois. Hey, JR, what's on your mind?
Hey, Bob.
Hey.
6'4", 190, member of the DDC.
Okay.
Speaking to my father, he was a huge Dick Butkus fan. And back when I was, say, a fifth grader in the Pop Warner football days, my dad would pop out the VHS highlight reel of Dick Butkus and have me watch that to get all fired up before the football game. So, miss that man, love him lots. And one other quick thing, Dan, I was wondering if the Bears lost last night, and let's say they would have continued to lose, to show a little mercy to Paulie and let him out of the bet, if he would have been willing to shave, even wax, the eyebrow above his bad eye, would you have let him out of the bet?
It's funny, but the answer is no, because I would want Paulie to be pained every Friday when he goes out there and watches us eat Meat Friday. But thank you, Jim. You know, the brow will grow back, though. Paulie can't make up for these losses.
It is a visual, though, when someone cuts off their eyebrow.
Absolutely. You know, or they do these little marks in the eyebrows. Have you seen that? Where they take like a razor, and so they do it strategically? Not quite sure I understand that one. And then the pierced eyebrow.
That goes back?
I have no idea. Jimmy Butler has that.
Yeah.
He's got a pierced eyebrow.
Also the lip piercing too, right on the corner.
Yeah, yeah. Just can't do that.
That's that. You don't know me, Dad.
Oh no, I had one of those moments where one of my daughters came home, had the nose ring, and I go, "Why?" She goes, "Why not?" I go, "I don't know." Like, she goes, "Dad, get with the times."
Why not's not a reason.
I know.
That's a dad line, right?
I know.
Because the man's been keeping her down, and she's going to show the world I'm going to be different.
But she came back from school, and I go, all right, whatever. And then, like, you learn to pick your battles where you go, oh, God, all right. And she goes, at least it's not a tattoo. I said, okay. I'm going to green light this because it's not a tattoo. Yes, Mark.
Yeah, my grandmother was not too happy when I got both of my ears pierced and I came back from UConn. She was like, hold on. Come here real quick. Come here real fast. Come here.
You didn't want her to pull it out, though. That's what you got to worry about.
Oh, she was real close.
Yeah.
She was like, no. Not living here.
These are all the things you guys get to worry about as parents, you know, with your kids. They get to be, you know, 12, 13, 14. That's all of a sudden you're going, wait, what's going on here? Where are you going? Who are you with? Yes, Heaton.
That's why I loaded my arms up with a bunch of crappy tattoos. Then he asked my son, like, hey, man, you going to get tattoos? He's like, no, I'm good. Thanks.
Yeah.
This is all actually, like, preventative for him.
I just told my daughters, I said, it really hurts, you know, just letting you know. Like, really hurts? I go, yep, you're not going to want to get a tattoo. They still want to get a tattoo, but, like, they said, how about we get it together? I said, what tattoo would you want to get together? They said, how about a bumblebee? So I said,
fire.
All right. I'll do a bumblebee. It'll be a bonding moment for me and my daughters. Yes, Tom.
You can't just do a random bumblebee. It's got to be like the Honey Nut Cheerios bumblebee or somebody that, you know, we can.
No, you don't.
No, it doesn't have to be that one.
No, it doesn't have to be.
Because that's a cute one.
All righty. Thank you, Todd.
The kids are just trying to find themselves. They're trying to see who they are. And you got to pierce your body or put ink on you to figure out who you are and do what you got to do.
Thank you, Todd.
Back to you in the studio.
All right. Andrew Dice Clay will join us coming up.
Are you kidding me?
Is that your impersonation?
I don't know.
All right. We'll take a break. We're back after this Dan Patrick Show. You probably have a shoebox full of photos, right? They sit in the garage or maybe in the attic. You can enter the brand new 4x6 photo legacy box. Today only, Dan Patrick listeners get VIP access to an incredible deal. Get your family's photos professionally scanned for as low as 7 cents. So that's 76% less than what other brands are charging. The world's largest digitizer, legacy box. They digitize the entire collection, 4x6 photos, everything from a bad haircut to photos of great grandma's wedding. All of this, legacybox.com/Patrick. Legacy Box digitizes over 15 other types of analog media. So Christmas memories, VHS, those film reels, they're there to help you. And I noticed that I had all of these DVDs. And I'm like, I got to get these digitized. I got to get them in, you know, one place. And Legacy Box came to the rescue. They've helped over a million families here. Go to legacybox.com/Patrick and make sure you tell them that we sent you. Legacybox.com/Patrick. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
From the versatile EQB to the sublime EQS sedan, Mercedes-Benz makes electric extraordinary. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQ. I forgot that Andrew Dice Clay was in A Star Is Born with Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. And he played the father of Lady Gaga. And he's been in a few movies. And I even forgot how big Ford Fairlane was when it came out. It's like this guy, we got to capitalize on his fame because it happened overnight. Entourage, he was in Entourage as well. So he's had quite a few acting gigs. And then I think he's doing some stand-up now, a little bit more. He's going to be at the Wiltern in Los Angeles. That'll be November 15th. I think that's where it all started, like one of his first shows that he ever did. Andrew Dice Clay's new basketball film, Warriors Strong, came out September 29th. Available wherever you buy or rent movies. Andrew Dice Clay. Is it a serious movie or a funny movie?
There's some humor in it, but it's absolutely a story about these kids in a high school. And, you know, I don't want to give away the plot of the movie, but it's a story of, you know, them triumphing and becoming a team and working together. And, you know, it's that kind of thing. I just don't want to give away the whole story.
Adam Sandler talked about when he does a serious role, like it always surprises people, you know, like Punch Drunk Love. You know,
that's my favorite out of every Sandler movie ever, you know, and I've told him this. Every time I see Punch Drunk Love, you know, when I'm watching it, if I'm flipping the channels and it's Punch, I watch it.
Yeah.
To me, that's his best role. I mean, I loved Uncut Gems. He was great in that too. But Punch Drunk, please, I don't know if you did any acting in your past, in your youth, but, you know, to turn into that kind of character every day, just to me, you know, he should have just, maybe he did win an award for it, but he was amazing.
But are you acting when you did your stand-up? Are you being a character?
Well, you know, it's a side of me. You know, I've been asked this my whole life, you know, who's Andrew, who's that? Like right now, I'm more Andrew than Dice. I'm not on stage now, but, you know, I'm a Brooklyn guy. So I grew up watching, you know, all these types of guys. And as my comedy developed, you know, I become more Brooklyn, like the edgy side of me that would come out on stage, you know. And, you know, my comedy, you know, it was always, you know, I always say Lenny Bruce said it best when he goes, you know, all comedy should be is we're a mirror of what goes on in the world, you know, a mirror of what people do. And I do believe in a lot of truth on stage.
Talking to Andrew Dice Clay's new basketball film, Warrior Strong, just came out on September 29th and available where you buy or rent movies. When did you know you were a star?
Well, I knew when, see, the acting thing started taking off. You know, I did a Michael Mann series called Crime Story, and it just wasn't getting the ratings. And I remember Michael Mann talking about canceling it. So, and he goes, all right, tell me why I can't cancel the show. I go, okay, you give me a few months, I'm going to be the biggest star in the world. He goes, oh, really? That's nice to hear. You know, I go, I just shot this Rodney Dangerfield young comedian special. And when it airs, you know, I'm going to blow, I'll be the biggest comic in the world. And you'll have one of the biggest stars in the world on your television show. So he's looking at me. Now, Michael's a lot older than me, you know. Especially back then, I was like about, I don't know, I think I was still 28 years old. He's looking at me and he goes, look, Dice, he goes, I love you as an actor, you know, and I think you have a future as an actor. And I wish you a lot of luck with this Rodney Dangerfield skit that you did. But, you know, it's a very expensive show to shoot. And, you know, you're getting the pink slip. That's it. The show goes off the air within weeks. The Rodney special airs 3 months later on a Saturday night. And Monday, I'm the biggest comic in the world. I mean, within months, I was, you know, I was selling out arenas within, I don't know, 20, 30 minutes. You know, it was just, that's why they called it Dice Mania back then. And I remember running into Michael Mann about 2 years into that at a party, and he grabs me and he goes, let me ask you something. If you were me, Michael Mann, Miami Vice, and he named some of the movies he's done at the time, and you got some kid telling you, be the biggest star in the world, what would you have said? You know, and I agreed with him, you know, but I just loved the show so much. I wanted to keep it on there, you know, and, you know, here I am years later still with the stand up. This is what's nuts, Dan. So, you know, I became, you know, the last, I don't know, few years, You know, I do a thing called Club Dice. I do anything from 300 seats to 3,000 seats, which are theaters. And, you know, Club Dice is the most expensive ticket in comedy club history. They charge like to $200 a ticket for a comedy club that might get $30, $40 at the door for a kind of big headliner. The thing that started this whole thing in me, a friend of mine was in town, one of my favorite comic, Bill Burr, was playing an arena out in Jersey, in Newark. And, you know, so I said to my girlfriend, I said, you want to go see Bill Burr? Let's go, you know, I'd love to see his whole show in a, you know, because I never go to shows. I just don't. And so I go to the show and I'm teasing her on the way, you know, and I'm going, oh, I haven't done an arena in 23 years. And she, you know, because I love to tease her. And she's going, you're not performing. You're just going to see the guy. Because I know I'm just teasing her. The second I walk into his dressing room, he gets up. He's got this smile on his face. And he goes, he gets right in my face. He goes, you're going to do some time tonight, right, Dice?
Ooh.
And my insides started churning. You know what I mean? I'm like, no, I'm here to see you. He goes, no, you're going to do some time. And I'm like, what am I going to say? No. So I'm like, all right, I got to do this, you know. And I'll be honest, it was frightening to me. I hadn't done something like this in years. So I get announced, and the minute I was announced, the place exploded. And once I was on that stage and I saw that crowd, I could have done 2 hours, okay? So, you know, I got to thank Bill for this, because now a few weeks later, which is only a few weeks ago, I get a text on a Monday night, 11:30 at night, from the road manager, Guns N' Roses. They're playing the MetLife Stadium on Tuesday. They want me to go on, because right now a lot of things are very nostalgic.
Yeah.
And but we're not talking about, you know, 15 or 20,000 people. You're talking about 60,000. You know, and even my girlfriend, who said after the Bill Burr thing, she goes, you see, you can do it, is sitting on the couch with me going, you know, you don't have to do this. So I go, no, I do have to do it. So next thing you know, it's like a minute went by, and now I'm backstage. And as I'm walking, I start hearing the crowd. The Pretenders were already on. And now I start seeing the stadium of people. Okay. So I'm standing there. Now I hear the guy introduce me, and the crowd starts to yell. But when they saw me, they just went ballistic.
How often do people come up to you and then they want to recite your nursery rhymes? Like the guy we have here, Fritzy. Fritzy, would you like to give Dice a little Dice?
Hey, diddle, diddle, the cat's in the fiddle. The cow jumped over the moon. That's more than my wife ever does, that lazy fat baboon. Oh, you guys are unbelievable. Oh.
No, but I do, you know, talking about material, I close every show with the nursery rhymes. Like, all the material's new, but I close the show because it's such, like Fritzy just did, it is such a famous signature piece for a comic. And I think what makes it famous is that the audiences have always done it with me. So if you don't do it, no matter how good the show is, they'll walk out saying, I like the show, but how come he didn't do the poems? So I always make sure to do it.
How did Fritzy do there, Dice?
Fritzy did pretty good. I liked it. You know, he could be a little deeper in the voice when he does it.
Oh, okay.
You know, a little deeper, Fritzy.
Fritzy, can you do a little deeper?
Same one. The other ones are pretty raunchy, though.
Yeah, exactly. All right, work on it.
Little boy blue, he needed the money. Oh.
All right, now I got to say, the O bothered me a little, Fritzy.
Oh, no.
You know, let me do it.
Okay, there we go. All right, here we go.
Little boy blue, he needed the money. Oh. You got to draw it out. You got to soak it.
Fabulous.
The autumn is what they wait for. You understand?
Todd?
I can't possibly duplicate that. I grew up watching him. That Dangerfields concert was amazing the first time I saw him.
Dice, good to talk to you. Good luck with the movie and the stand-up. That'll be in November at the Wiltern in Los Angeles.
Wiltern Theater, November 15th. On sale right now at the State Theater in PA. You know what to do. I got to tell you.
Oh! Thank you, Dice.
Thank you very much.
Andrew Dice Clay, the new basketball film, Warrior Strong. It came out September 29th, available wherever you buy or rent movies, also performing at the Wiltern in Los Angeles, November 15th. Yes, Todd.
I got to tell you, that was awesome, and thanks for you guys humoring me. Let me do this. Hearing Dice Clay say Fritzy uttered out of his mouth, if nothing else, that was awesome. Just hearing me say my name was cool.
I was a little worried when you did your impersonation and then he blew through the stop sign. He didn't even acknowledge it.
That's true.
And then I had to come back around to, how do you think Fritzy did? And then he kind of gave you the, yeah, okay.
And my oh wasn't long enough, but
yeah.
That's okay.
But that's what they're waiting for. They're waiting for the oh!
Very cool moment for me, so thanks again.
You're welcome, Todd. Getting exhausted.
So what, many dreams coming true. Yeah. How do you do that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anything else you want?
I'll probably come up with something. But for now, you know, the Darius Rucker concert with the Hall & Oates and that, that's pretty big.
Okay.
Big couple of months.
Yes, Marv.
Christy Brinkley?
No, we're not doing any of that.
You say you're making dreams come.
No.
You say hi to her.
No. We're not doing it.
It would be nice to have Christy Brinkley in studio. Can't lie to you.
It would, but we're not doing that.
We have no reason.
I can't do that.
But then she's going to bring Walker Texas Ranger with her, and we don't need that.
Oh, they do their exercise? Yeah. What's his name?
Chuck Norris.
They're married?
Could leave Chuck home. No, they're just always doing those exercise videos.
Yeah, they got some machine. Or something.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
What was that called?
Oh.
I don't know what it's called, but it's, did they do Bowflex or something?
Huh.
Yeah, they did these commercials where he'd be there and she would then work out as well. I don't know what the name of the apparatus was.
Total Gym?
Is that what it was?
I think it was Total Gym.
Yeah. It was just weird when you go, oh, okay, there's Chuck Norris.
It's the Uptown Girl with Walker, Texas Ranger. How about that?
We good? Take a break. We got Meat Friday. We'll go outside to the grilling area. The most watchable, least watchable game coming up this weekend. We'll have that for you as well. Take a break. Last call for phone calls after this. Played golf yesterday, PXG clubs. As soon as I go to the driving range, and I just got the new irons. And the Marvin, could you actually go over there and check what the name of the irons are over there?
Right away.
Yeah, okay. Because I was playing, and I got to the driving range, and people came up and said, oh, those are new. And I just got them in the mail yesterday. So Marvin is going over there to get those. What's it say on the face there?
I see Black Label Elite.
There you go. That's what I've got. So I got that in the mail, and then I went out on the driving range, and then I took down the course. But that's what happens with PXG. Also, take me up on this offer. PXG custom fit for just $25. A one-on-one, data-driven, they give you all this information, all this feedback, $25. That's it. And a free 30-day follow-up to ensure your fit is fit. PXG, nobody makes or fits golf clubs the way we do, period. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
It's the Book of Joe podcast. I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Yeah, well, there are no boundaries, right? Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Ever since I was a tiny boy.
Closing up shop here on this Friday. Oh, that food is so good. 3-4. Good stuff. Good stuff. French onion soup for Paulie. Italian sausages. Got everything you need, thanks to Traeger. All right. Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's store to on Monday. Brady Quinn will join us, and Beef O'Brady, and Bill Cowher, former Steeler head coach, working for the CBS football show. Yes, Paul?
So it's a Meat Monday.
Whoa! Meat O'Brady. Let's see. Most watchable game this weekend. Now, we got to take Cowboys-Niners out of there.
Okay, I'll go quickly.
Okay.
Jaguars at Bills. Mm-hmm. That's Jaguars need this one. Texans at Falcons. CJ Stroud?
No.
I want to tune into him.
Most watchable game?
I guess level of watchability also.
Mm.
Panthers at Lions. Mm. No offense to Lions. Mm. Titans at Colts, Dan. Stop me when I get the good one. Giants at Dolphins.
I have a most watchable game, and I probably wouldn't have thought this a couple of weeks ago. Eagles at the Rams. That one to me. Now, the Ravens and Steelers, I already said, that's best rivalry in football, in my opinion. But the Eagles and the Rams, I'm interested.
Are Jets-Broncos interesting because the loser is in real big trouble?
Well, they're still both losers,
yeah.
No matter who wins. Yes, Todd?
What about the curiosity as to what's going on in Foxborough? Not a great game, but Saints-Patriots, just out of curiosity as to what's going on with New England and Mac Jones.
No,
that was going to be my other most must-win game of the week.
Oh, the Patriots?
Yeah.
Ooh.
He may get fired.
He's not getting least watchable game. NFL.
Titans-Colts? Traditionally is.
Yeah.
Houston-Atlanta.
Once again,
there.
That's 19-16.
Yeah, it is.
It, right? Yes, Marv.
And that's usually on Thursday nights.
Yeah.
Should be Wednesday.
Yes, Tom.
As good as exciting as C.J. Stroud is and what he's doing, Houston-Atlanta's got to be towards the bottom of that to me.
No, because I'm curious about Bijan Robinson. I'm curious about C.J. Stroud. Like, I am curious. Like, the Patriots, you're curious about the outcome, like what's going to happen. You know, the game isn't entertaining. It's like the Bears aren't entertaining as a team, but the situation is entertaining. Mm-hmm. Any other bad football?
Oh, there's tons of
quite a bit. Yeah.
Bengals, Cardinals.
That's.
I think the fallout's interesting because I mean I'll watch because I want to see if Joe Burrow can actually, you know, move around it at all. Yes, Paul.
One of my midseason storylines I'm looking forward to is when Kyler Murray is cleared to play.
Well, I saw a report. I think it was a report about exploring trade possibilities for Kyler Murray. Jimmy in Connecticut. Hi, Jimmy. What's on your mind today?
Looking forward to it.
Hey, Jim.
Is this Dan?
Hey, Jimmy.
Hello?
Hey.
Yo. What's up, guys? Are you there?
Yeah, Jimmy. Yeah, what do you got?
You know, that it's like hard-hitting New Britain. You got me on, and I was talking to the guy, and Andrew Dryson and Fritzy need to get that more resonance. Yo!
Okay.
But I'm curious to see, what do you think about this Raiders situation? You know, I'm from Connecticut, and I grew up a Hollywood Joe guy. My birthday's on Sunday, the 8th. I'll be 57. And then I came to California in 84, and I turned into a Raider fan.
Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you.
All right.
What do you think about that situation, though?
I didn't know where we were going with that. David in Oklahoma. Hi, Dave. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. Good to talk to you. 5'10", old school-ish. I've got some sources out of Crappensburg State that says that Gray Inman, also known as just G.I., Coach G.I., is on the hot seat, and sources say if his season is wiped out, that Jimmy Jimerson will leave the studio and become and replace GI for the head coaching job. I'm just wondering if Jimmy has any comments about this.
Well, let me see. Let's go to our insider Jimmy Jimerson on the possibility of taking over at Crappensburg State.
Well, that program is in flux right now. Okay. I don't think people realize that.
It's so on.
I
hear this 8 times a day.
I know.
Real analysts.
I know. And people are buying the Crappensburg State t-shirts.
I mean, are they playing football? Yes. Okay. Is it the caliber of football they want to play? No. That's why they're struggling. That's why their record's not great. They're not playing as well as they think they should be.
By the way, go to danpatrick.com. You can order those t-shirts. Also, you can also order the Occasionally Accurate Annals of Football. The NFL's greatest players play scandals, screw-ups, plus stuff we totally made up that I co-wrote with Joel Cohen. And a lot of you took me up on the offer. If you buy the book, you want me to sign it, just make sure you send it in with the appropriate postage. So, you know, when we send it back, we're able to do it. And, you know, I'm not having Tyler go to the post office to try to make up for what maybe you didn't do. So if you can do that, I'd be more than happy to sign any of the books that you send in here. Did we do final results of the poll question, Seton O'Connor?
Yeah, Dan, we had the most must-win game of the week, the MMWGOTW, for short. Right now, Bengals over Cardinals is the most must-win game. That's 43%. Then we have Jets-Broncos at 25, Steelers over Ravens at 16, Lions over Carolina, and then North Carolina over Syracuse, just 2%.
All right. Bob in Montana. Hi, Bob. What's on your mind today?
ADP, rest in peace, Dick Butkus. I sort of got to meet the guy in 1992 when I held the door open at a motorcycle shop for a group of really large men. It turns out Dick and his buddies are riding their ATVs. Dick wrapped his around a tree and sent one of his buddies down to get this dealer to come up and winch him out. By the time my friend at the dealership got up there, Dick and all his buddies had a fire going. They were all drinking a couple cases of beer that they proactively brought with them. And they were having a fun time up there. So, yeah, rest in peace, Mr. Butkus. And last thing, if anybody wants a fun tribute to him, he did a 1975 $6 Million Man episode where Dick kidnaps Larry Zonka, the running back, and holds him for, like, basically to win a point spread here against the odds and everything.
So I like that one. Thank you, Bob. This day in sports history, Paulie.
1985, Joe Montana set the NFL record with 57 pass attempts in a game. He threw for five touchdowns and 429 yards. The Colorado Avalanche formally became the Avalanche. They were the Quebec Nordiques, Dan.
Mm-hmm.
In 2003, the Colts scored 21 points in 4 minutes to beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Multiple media outlets reporting the Bears are trading Chase Claypool to the Dolphins, and some draft picks are in there as well. Miami getting a draft pick. Chicago also getting a draft pick. At least I think. That's What We Learned, brought to you by Traeger Grills. They make wood-fired cooking easy. Explore the new flavors. The flat top is awesome. Flat Rock flat top grill. And you can fry, you can steam, saute in the all-new Traeger Flat Rock flat top grill. Go to Traeger.com. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you Monday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.